Festival in World Roots next week. That starts at 10 past 10. Well, a very good evening to you. This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and also in high definition online. The time now is 11:15. It's time once again for Jazz Lineup, presented this week by Claire Martin.
Hello and welcome to a very special edition of Jazz Lineup coming from the 2012 Scarborough Jazz Festival. And without further ado, let's get things started with a composition well suited for the occasion with Scarborough-born pianist Peter James and his trio, joined by a very special guest, resident musician Alan Barnes, on clarinet with Scarborough Fair.
Thank you.
Scarborough Fair from Peter James Trio featuring Alan Barnes on the clarinet. Well, this year marks the 10th anniversary of the Scarborough Jazz Festival, and we're broadcasting from the beautiful Promenade Lounge overlooking the blue waters of the North Sea. It's utterly magical, and there's some boats bobbing up and down and lots of people enjoying this gorgeous sunny day. We've got a packed show for you today, including music to celebrate the BBC's piano season, which is currently in full swing and running from now until the 6th of November. We have music from pianist Gareth Williams and bassist Dave Green paying their tribute to the artistry of Bill Evans and Scott LaFaro. And we open up there with a homecoming performance from pianist Peter James and his trio, featuring special guest Alan Barnes celebrating all the fun of the fair. Plus, festival compere and resident musician Alan Barnes will play again shortly for us in a solo setting. But let's continue now with more from Peter and the trio, and this is Headlong.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was Ocean's Lament from the Peter James Trio, and I'm pleased to say that Peter's going to join me. Pete, this is a homecoming gig for you, really. You moved to London in the early 90s to study jazz at the Royal Academy. Do you feel a good sense of achievement appearing at these top festivals, especially the 10th year of this fantastic Scarborough Jazz Festival?
Well, what could be nicer? Coming back to Scarborough, the jewel in Yorkshire's crown.
I agree with that, actually.
And what a day. I mean, the curtains were closed earlier, and then it was pointed out, sensibly, that, you know, I mean, you wouldn't want to obscure this kind of view. So there we are. Beautiful opportunity for us to play and share our music, and we're just very privileged to come back to Scarborough, a place where I grew up, and, of course, is very fond in my heart, and my folks live here. So there's lots of nice, familiar faces as well in the audience, and thank you for coming.
That brings me nicely on to my next question, because your dad had a really good jazz record collection and it kind of influenced you. You always blame the parents, I find, as well.
Yeah.
So we're blaming your dad for playing the jazz records to you that got you here?
Yes, well, funnily enough, we've been staying with them as a trio up in Staintondale. Hooray! the other jewel, a smaller jewel in Yorkshire's crown, a jewel nonetheless. And we were rooting around the records this morning, and there's a wonderful old mono LP of Oscar Peterson's Night Train. And so I said to Jez, I said, check this out. And Jez said, oh, it's one of my favourites. So we put it on, but it was all the sweeter for listening in its original first pressing format.
Oh,
yeah.
You're one of them. Well, your second album, Soul Story, released last year. It made a real impact, and Jamie Cullum listed it amongst his best releases of the year. Are you now at that sort of difficult third album stage?
Well, we were at the difficult first album, and then with the, you know, no, we're at the stage where we are approaching the third album. In fact, we're going to share a bit of music from what will be the third album in the second half of this concert. So it's coming together, actually, the third album. Yeah.
Tell us about your trio, because I know you've worked with them for about 10 years now. Tell us who they are and how you met.
The great Tom Hooper on drums, and Jez, the great Jez, who's skulking in the corner there. They both were down in London studying music at the Royal Academy as well, and so we met there. And it's been great because we played on and off together, but then we sort of consolidated this trio. And because of that kind of relational backdrop, it was all the better for it, and it's great. That side of making the music is important, I think, in jazz, to know each other and to trust each other. Mm.
Jez is Jeremy Brown, we should point out.
I should point that out. Yeah. Jeremy Brown.
Well, thanks very much, Peter. We'll more from you, the trio, later in the show. I was going to say, what can we expect from that? But you've kind of touched on it. It's a sweet.
A sweet music.
Okay, yeah. Well, look forward to hearing you later. Peter James.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Jazz Line Up with me, Claire Martin, on BBC Radio 3, on FM, online and on digital radio, coming from this year's Scarborough Jazz Festival. In October, as part of the BBC's piano season, which is running now until the 6th of November, Jazz Line Up present a very special concert event, pianist John Taylor in concert, celebrating his 70th birthday. He'll be performing with a stellar cast, including Julian Siegel on saxes and bass clarinet, Chris Lawrence on bass, Martin France on drums, plus special guest Oren Marshall on tuba and piano duets with Richard Fairhurst. I'm thrilled to be presenting the show, which is being recorded at the BBC's Radio Theatre in Broadcasting House on Saturday the 20th of October. If you'd like to attend, you can check out the BBC Ticket website for more information, and you'll find the link to that one on the Jazz Diner webpage, and those tickets are free. Well, next up, two musicians very well known on the scene. Pianist Gareth Williams has been described by Mojo magazine as a celebration of sophistication, musicality, and masculinity. And joining him, one of the most in-demand bass players around and certainly a national treasure, it's Dave Green, who started his musical career playing in a skiffle band on a painted tea chest with a broom handle stuck in it. They are celebrating the music of one of the most loved piano greats, Bill Evans, and bass supremo, Scott LaFaro. Please welcome Gareth Williams and Dave Green.
Thank you.
Gloria's Step by Scott DeFaro. Gareth, to quote a very famous album title, everybody digs Bill Evans. What is it about Bill Evans, personally for you?
Melancholy, in a nutshell. Bill had a Welsh father and a Russian mother, so he didn't stand a chance, did he? Really? And I think that's what I appreciated about Bill, that is lacking in a lot of jazz. Jazz is many, many things, many great things, but it's not very often properly melancholic. But Bill is.
Have you and Dave been planning this duo for a while, and was the duo setting hard to get used to?
Yes, it is hard to get used to. But on and off, I've been playing with Dave for a long time, and he's a great player. So the time is never really an issue. It's a question of what you do in the gaps that the drummer would be filling. And at the tempo we take some of Bill Evans' ballads, you could probably make a cup of tea.
How did you choose the songs for your set? As you said, there's only three from Scott DeFaro, but such a massive body of work from Bill Evans. How did you narrow it down?
Well, he didn't play that many songs with Scott. We don't know what they played live, other than what's been recorded. And we were going to play My Foolish Heart, which is, to me, the epitome of that trio, and one of the most hauntingly beautiful renditions of a ballad I've ever heard. And for that reason, I got cold feet today and I played Young and Foolish.
I saw that it changed and I wondered why.
Because although he played that throughout his life, he played it with, I know I've heard it play in 1962 with Chuck Israels, and it's this similar ethos, but I didn't want to touch the sacred cow of My Foolish Heart. And they did three albums, so you just draw your favourites from those.
Is this a project that you'd both like to continue doing?
Well, I'd like to stay till the end of the gig, if that's all right. If we could do one more number, maybe?
We could do one more number. What are you going to finish with?
We'd like to finish with My Romance.
Gareth Williams and Dave Green.
Thank you.
This is Jazz Line Up with me, Claire Martin, on BBC Radio 3, on FM, online and on digital radio at this year's Scarborough Jazz Festival, celebrating its 10th anniversary. We're next up a real festival regular, not only as a musician, but also as a resident compere, and it has to be said, style icon, Alan Barnes. Alan, you've already played at the festival, headlining the Friday night with guitarist Martin Taylor. How did that go?
It went superbly well. It was the best I've ever played in my life.
Has it been difficult juggling being a musician, a band leader, and also comparing the events? I believe you started comparing 10 years ago with no experience, and now look at you, give Des O'Connor a run for his money, I think, yeah.
Yes, I've heard he's worried. I just do as I'm told. I get here, and I like to play when I'm here and occasionally sit in with people, and all kinds of things happen, so it's good fun.
Well, the audiences here at Scarborough are always so passionate about their jazz and really give the musicians a lot of encouragement and support, which is brilliant. Do you think the jazz scene on the whole is like this, or could this fabulous Yorkshire vibe and spirit spill over? Because they are fantastic, let's face it.
Well, yes, it is exceptional here, but all over the country there's festivals, all run by wonderful sort of harmless lunatics that work for no money and keep the British jazz scene going, which I'm very pleased about.
Well, very shortly we'll hear you playing some solo sax, but before, let's talk to the man you've worked closely with, and that is the festival director. Please give a big hand to the wonderful Mike Gordon. Mike, you've made it to 10 years. Did you ever think when you started out with this festival that it would be such a huge success?
Well, an hour before the very first festival, we'd sold 100 tickets. Right. And no, I didn't think it was going to. I didn't think it was going to work. I've just been. It's been wonderful this weekend. I mean, people have been coming and saying, you know, we've been coming here 10 years. We love it. We're going to come back, and it's really satisfying. So no, I didn't think it would, and it's very rewarding. Yes.
The people here are really, really appreciative, aren't they? Such
yeah,
fun.
Yeah.
So has it become easier as the years have gone by curating the festival?
In one way, yes, in the sense that, you know, we've got a good team and we've built up the sort of things that we need to do. And so it's a very smooth operation now, and we know what to do about publicity. In another way, no, because it's grown in stature, and CDs come through the door every morning and emails come every day and people ring me every day, you know. Mm. So throughout the year, one weekend seems to dominate my life, but I quite enjoy it, really. Yeah.
Well, with this financial climate, of course, the recession and perhaps ticket sales being tough, how has this affected you over the years? Or have the jazz audience remained loyal to you and, in fact, sort of grown?
Well, as far as the festival is concerned, we've broken all records, actually.
Yay! Well many, done. Many, yeah. Fantastic!
And, I mean, Scarborough is a great place for music. We've got a wonderful blues club. We've got a jazz club that's been going 28 years, 50 nights a year. Now, that's not bad, is it? Yeah. Mm. Yes.
Well, it's a huge credit to you and all the team. And as Alan said, so many people put hours, days, weeks, months working for no money because they love jazz. So from my heart, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Claire. That's lovely. Thank you.
Mike Gordon. Okay, so Alan, back to the music. We heard you at the top of the show playing Scarborough Fair. What piece are you going to play for us now?
This is called Darn That Dream. And if you've ever wondered what it was like being my neighbour, this is what you hear in the morning. I'm going to have a go at melancholy at this just for Gareth. So here we go. Thank you.
Alan Barnes with Darn That Dream, and Alan will join us for some more music later on the show. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3, and I'm Claire Martin here at the 10th Scarborough Jazz Festival. Don't forget, you can go to the Jazz Lineup website for more information on all the music played on today's show, plus clips from previous Jazz Lineup sessions and links on how to attend a Jazz Lineup recording. And we're thrilled to announce that the Radio 3's new generation jazz artist is saxophonist Trish Clues, and we'll be talking to Trish in a few weeks' time. Now back to our live music here at Scarborough. It's time to welcome back the Peter James Trio with Jeremy Brown on bass, Thomas Hooper on drums, and Peter James on piano. The Peter James Trio! Trio. And their suite All This Time, featuring samples from the London-based vocalist Eska. Well, that's almost it for today's special edition of the show from the 10th Scarborough Jazz Festival. And next week, there's concert music from guitarist Phil Robson recorded at the award-winning venue, the Jazz Bar in Edinburgh. More music as part of BBC's Piano Season. Remember, there's plenty more jazz on BBC Radio 3 with Jez Nelson on Monday nights at 11 o'clock. This week he features music from the Leeds improvising scene, including Richard Omrod's Home of the Brave and a set by guitarist Chris Sharkey. We finish tonight with more from the Peter James Trio with Alan Barnes on sax, and this is the jazz classic Blue Monk. From me, Claire Martin, and all of us here at the Scarborough Jazz Festival, a very good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. 6 hours of music to keep you company through the small hours. And it's music that's actually meant for this hour of the night, in a quarter of an hour, Bach's Goldberg Variations, played by Rosalind Turek. As part of the BBC's piano season, I'm devoting the whole of these first 2 hours this morning to Bach, the rest of it in recordings by one of his most celebrated, if controversial, 20th century interpreters, the Canadian Glenn Gould, who burst onto the musical world in 1955. His New York debut that year featured the same two works that he'd recently recorded in the studio, the Goldberg Variations and this, the keyboard partita No. 5 in G major.